I'm Scott Stuntz, and this is Emphasis. An organic certification is a way for customers to make sure the food they're buying fits certain standards, but it may take a lot of work for a farmer to get that organic stamp. Today on Emphasis, we take a look at why a farmer may choose not to get that certification. My guests are Director of the Organic Research Program and Sustainable Agriculture Professor at Western Illinois University, Dr. Joel Groover, and John Curtis, owner of Barefoot Gardens, a community sustainable agriculture garden located just outside of Macomb. To start, I asked Dr. Groover to explain a bit of what a farmer has to do to be certified.
There are many different private certifiers that are accredited by the USDA, but the USDA doesn't do the certification. They simply set the legal code. The process is that individual farms would apply for certification with a certifier. They would have to submit a farm plan and detailed documentation of how they're compliant with the USDA National Organic Program standards. And then when the inspector comes, you have to show your paper trail. So you have to show all the inputs that you've used. You have to show all of the products that you've sold. The certifier reviews your plan and they raise any red flags, anything they have concerns about, and that's what gets sent to the inspector. And so the inspector then is making sure of how those issues have been addressed, whether they really are valid concerns or whether it was just a misunderstanding.
And what are some of those specific things that they're looking for, some of those red flags they may come across?
For example, there are specific materials that are prohibited in organics, and then there are restricted materials. A restricted material could be used with permission from your certifier. A material might be something like there's a mined nitrogen source called Chilean nitrate. You're only allowed to use it up to 20% of the total nitrogen that you're applying. Basically, these are materials that are considered problematic but still usable with the discretion of your certifier if you justify why you need to use them and use them according to the standard.
One of the things I'm interested in is maybe someone who wants to farm in line with organic principles but doesn't want to go through that certification process and why that might be. So to answer that, I'm going to bring in John Curtis, owner of Barefoot Gardens. Hello.
Hi.
So you follow organic principles and you farm in a responsible manner, but you don't have an organic certification, correct?
Right.
Maybe you go through what are some of the reasons why you didn't feel it was in your best interest to get a certification?
Well, as you heard from Joel, it's quite a long road towards organic certification, and I don't need any more bureaucracy to deal with. So that's one reason right off the top. Second, I think organic certification meets a need caused by a large industrial food system. When you have food that you can't trace, when you have sources of food and you don't know where they're coming from, you need organic certification to know that your food is safe or that it doesn't have pesticides or that it wasn't raised, in the case of meat, in an unusually cruel way. So since I'm dealing with local people and people that know me and during the growing season see me every week, I don't think that organic certification is necessary. I think member certification is actually more powerful and more important.
So your customers actually come out to Barefoot Gardens to pick up their produce.
Right. And they spend a lot of time in the garden. And I call them members rather than customers. It's a little bit different, I think.
Now, Joel, you run a pesticide-free farm for Western Illinois University, and you say some of your crops do have the organic certification. You know, why is that? Why would it fit more for some of the crops that are grown at the WIU farm than a provider with a relationship with his members like John?
Well, we actually are now entirely certified. All of the crops that we grow are certified. By 2009, we had achieved certification for the entire farm. And the real reason is because there are significant premiums available for organic crops. Our crops are things that a consumer is not going to use directly. We are primarily selling to organic grain merchants that would then sell to buyers of organic grain. They might be dairy farms. They might be poultry operations. They might be large processors, General Mills, perhaps.
So that certification is sort of a way to ensure the people buying the product that it was grown to a certain standard. And what I'm hearing from you is that, John, is that that is fulfilled through the relationship you have with your members instead of some sort of certification.
Right.
Could you walk me through what some of the standards that you grow your crops by and what maybe someone would expect to see when they come to Barefoot Gardens?
Well, you know, most of the agriculture in this area is heavily reliant on herbicides. So when you see these monocultures of corn and soybeans, you don't see weeds in those crops generally because they're covering all of the ground with herbicides, usually at least once a year, sometimes two or three times. All of the cultivation at Barefoot Gardens is mechanical. It's mostly hose and hand and fingers in the case of carrots. So that would be one example of a difference between the agriculture that you see around Macomb and what you would see at our place.
Could you maybe give me a rundown of some of the things that you grow at Barefoot Gardens?
Sure. Well, we grow over 300 varieties of vegetables, berries, herbs, and flowers. So I can't give you a full list, but I'm working on seed orders right now, so this is a good time to ask me. I just filled out my chart, my Excel spreadsheet on green beans, and I'm growing 6, 7, or 8 varieties of green beans, and one of them's a purple bean, and some of them are bush beans, and some of them are yellow. And then I have some pole beans. So just in beans, there you're looking at 10 or more varieties. If I look at something like tomatoes, we'll be growing currant tomatoes, different varieties of cherry tomatoes, many different varieties of paste tomatoes, several varieties of slicing tomatoes, and then there are all of the heirloom tomatoes. And that gets to be up around 40 varieties of just the tomatoes. Now, if I was doing organic certification, I'd have to have documentation that I had searched for an organic seed source for every one of those varieties.
Joel, it sounds like the more crops you grow, does it become more difficult to get that organic certification?
Just the paper trail of having documentation of every variety, where you obtained it. If it was not organic, you have to indicate that you searched for organic. You have to show that you looked at 3 different companies for something comparable and were not able to find it. And then you have to have proof that it's non-GMO, not genetically modified, and that the seed was untreated. Once you're talking about, you know, half a dozen different crops, that can become quite complicated. And obviously John has dozens of crops and in some cases dozens of varieties of each crop. And so if John was marketing to Whole Foods, he would need to have certification if Whole Foods was to have a label that said that his crop was organic. Now, Whole Foods could buy from him and they just wouldn't be able to call it organic even if he was using entirely organic practices. But to have the USDA symbol that says organic, you need to have certification. And, you know, this is a system that protects the people that are within it, but it also, as John said, it's very important for a system that has a high level of detachment between consumers and farmers. And if you have all of that space in the middle, different processors, different middlemen, you really don't know what you're getting when you're on the consumer end unless there's some type of certification. But when you have direct connection, when that detachment isn't there, then for a farm as complicated as John's, certification becomes almost unreasonable.
And John, given all of the hurdles that we've been talking about, do you think that you will seek an organic certification in the future, or do you think that you'll continue sort of the model that you've set up currently?
I think I was more inclined to look at organic certification when I started than I am now. I think local is more important than organic. And when I started out, I was more about organic.
Do you think that sort of a trend, Joel, do you think that, you know, across the state or maybe with some of the farmers that you've been talking to, that's a sentiment that isn't isolated just to one farmer's opinion?
Well, we have $50 billion worth of food being purchased in Illinois, something in that range. And a very small part of it is purchased directly from farms. consumers today are accustomed to getting their food from grocery stores. And, you know, I don't see the role of grocery stores ever being a minority role. I think it will continue to be the dominant place where farmers have their crops being purchased after they have gone through many, many different hoops before the consumer gets that crop at the grocery store. So I think certification will continue to be important for organic crops purchased through grocery stores or organic crops that are processed. But certainly local is a powerful movement that's continuing to grow every year. We have more farmers markets, dramatically more than just 10 years ago in Illinois. We have many more CSAs. I think local and organic fit well together, but local probably is even more important to, you know, the rapidly growing consumer base that is interested in buying from farmers in their communities. They're more interested in it being a farmer that's local to them than it is specifically a farmer that has gone through certification.
And John, do you think that connection is a big part of the success of your business?
Oh, I do think it is. I think it's the most important part of that success. The fact that people are coming out, seeing me every week, walking the gardens, seeing them for themselves, and we have conversations every week, and we talk about what's available, and they ask me questions about how's the carrot crop going, you know, how are these doing? I do want to say that I don't mean to poo-poo organics because I think it was a very important movement, and I think it still is. It's just that organic certification by nature is scaled for larger operations than the sort of farm that I'm running at my place.
At Barefoot Gardens, the members are getting a lot more than food. They have an amazing social experience that anyone who goes out would quickly observe. People are having fun. People are enjoying being there. Children are enjoying running around. And that's a value-added experience. You know, I don't know to what extent the members itemize that this is the value for food, this is the value for fun. They probably don't, and I don't know that John itemizes that. But the idea of value added is really part of what organic is about. You can prove through organic certification that there is more value. John doesn't need to prove that. People who come to Barefoot Gardens, the value is there, and they, you know, they enjoy it.
I would add that we really live in a time where we're seen through the veil of food safety. We know that Food Inc., you know, that large-scale agribusiness and food corporations have a lot of control over government regulators, over government regulations, and so on. Sometimes we find out that something is unsafe years before it's outlawed, right? Because the process is so bureaucratic and so slow. I think more and more Americans are looking around and saying, what are we doing to ourselves? Look at the things we're eating and look what it's doing to our bodies and our health. I think there's a real future not only for organic, which I think is going to continue to grow, but also for local. And I think that local food movement has a lot of other benefits besides just better health and a better economy. I think it's an important road to a better rural Midwest, and that's where we are.
My guests today were Professor of Sustainable Agriculture at Western Illinois University, Dr. Joel Groover, and owner of the Barefoot Gardens CSA, John Curtis. They discuss the drawbacks and advantages of an organic certification. For Tri-State's Public Radio News, I'm Scott Stuntz.